Here's what he told me. He said to Mara, it wasn't my intention. My intention was to be my best. But in doing so, not only did I gain incredible satisfaction, but I also broke this mediocre cycle we were all in and didn't even know it. How cool is that? So first of all, congratulations to Brian, a little virtual round of applause for him. But I do think that what he said about that mediocre cycle is really important to pay attention to, because that's the playing field we're on. That's our opponent's level of play, and we get sucked into it. Generations of people get sucked into it. Layers of leaders get sucked into it. And we don't even know it.
You've landed inside Launch Street, the Business Innovation Podcast, where we interview top innovators out there shaking things up so you can innovate, differentiate, and get further faster. Since you're here, we know you're the type of person that recognizes the importance of unlocking your innovation advantage so you can compete and win. And now, your host, the person that has worked with leading companies like Disney, Procter & Gamble, Arrow Electronics, the U.S. Army Research Labs, and Red Robin on upping their innovation advantage, Tamara Gondor.
Hello, hello, everyone. Tamara here. Drum roll, please. Cue the confetti. Welcome to the first official Inside Launch Street podcast of 2021. Wow. I don't know about you, but I'm really looking forward to 2021. I'm looking forward to doing some things differently. I'm looking forward to reaching new levels. Frankly, I'm looking forward to putting 2020 behind me. I had some incredible challenges and opportunities that came my way and some successes that were totally unexpected, but I think we could all agree that it's nice to go into a new year and just have a new mindset, refresh things, reset things a little bit. So this podcast episode is all about your human potential in 2021. You ready for it? All right. So I'm going to share a story about football, but I promise you this really has nothing to do with football and everything to do with you playing to your best. Here's the thing. I was having a conversation with a fellow football lover about our team. We were watching the game, and I came to this realization about how my team played. So the problem with my team is that they play to the level of the ability of their opponent, not their own. So when they play a good team, they play incredibly well. They're on fire. And then when they play a bad team, a team that comes in with, you know, a losing record that they should beat easily, they play poorly. So from the outside looking in, it's like they play to the level of ability of their opponent, not their own. So they have the ability to play well, to reach a higher potential all the time, but they don't. Who they are playing on the field dictates how they play. At least from the outside, as an observer watching every game, this is the pattern that I'm seeing. Hey, by the way, if you can guess the name of the team I'm talking about correctly, for the first five people that guess, I will send you a free copy of my book, Innovation is Everybody's Business. Just hit me up on social media. I don't want to throw them under the bus because I'm still a huge fan, but this is their fundamental problem. They play to the ability of their team, not to their own. All right, back on track, right? So they have this ability to play well, to reach a higher potential all the time, but they don't. Who they are playing on the field dictates how they play. And guess what? As I started to look around, I realized that so many of us are doing that exact same thing. We have all this potential and all this ability, but we let the playing field and our opponents dictate our own level of play. And your playing field may be work, life, your community, your family, the year 2020, and your opponent may be your colleagues, your boss, your friends, your environment, but we're playing to their level, not our own. Let me give you two examples, one of myself and one of someone else. So I think I personally, in some ways, let 2020 dictate what I thought was possible for me and my business in 2020, especially in the beginning months. Not surprising. I think a lot of us did that. I think, frankly, a lot of us were in shock. But I let that be an excuse for things being slow or new business not happening or my team being kind of sluggish or stressed out. I allowed myself and my team to let the year dictate how we played. Now, of course, it impacts how we play, but it doesn't get to dictate that. Unfortunately, I woke up one day and said, F this. 2020 doesn't get to decide how we play. We decide. Now, that's not to say things haven't been challenging, but we played through it at our highest level and the rewards came. But we had to make that fundamental shift to say, we're not playing to the level of our opponent. No, we're playing to our own level. I think everyday innovator Brian's story is totally relatable, and he's allowed me to share it. He said in his work, there is this standard, and that standard is considered A-plus work. He said it's been like that for years for kind of different generations of people who've been in those roles. He said he knew he could do better, but he found himself over time judging his work and ability by the standard around him. Soon, their A-plus became his A-plus, even though for him, it was a B at best, and he knew it. So he was in one of my sessions discovering his everyday innovator style, which is inquisitive risk taker. So that means he innovates by digging, challenging assumptions. He creates deep innovation. And the risk taker side of him innovates by getting uncomfortable, by taking the leap, by going a little bit bolder and bigger in how he approaches innovation. So that's him. He's an inquisitive risk taker. And in digging in how to tap the power of his innovative mind, he realized he was leaving all this untapped potential on the table. He told me he decided to work at his A-plus level from that moment on. Not what was around him, not the playing field, his level. Funny enough, in turn, in showing everyone else a new level of what excellent looks like, he said he also elevated everyone around him. Here's what he told me. He said, Tamara, it wasn't my intention. My intention was to be my best. But in doing so, not only did I gain incredible satisfaction, but I also broke this mediocre cycle we were all in and didn't even know it. How cool is that? So first of all, congratulations to Brian. A little virtual round of applause for him. But I do think that what he said about that mediocre cycle is really important to pay attention to, because that's the playing field we're on. That's our opponent's level of play, and we get sucked into it. Generations of people get sucked into it. Layers of leaders get sucked into it. And we don't even know it. So the question for you is, where are you playing to your full potential? And where are you playing to the level of the field or opponent around you? So I decided to look up the definition of human potential because I think it's used in a lot of ways. And what's always bothered me was this kind of fluffy way of thinking about it. Like it's this secret chamber in our brains that you never get to, or this level of success that's so far away from where we are today, it's not attainable. And then in my research, I found this definition on Wikipedia. Human potential is the capacity for humans to improve themselves through studying, training, and practice to reach the limit of their ability to develop aptitudes and skills. Yes, this is it, peeps. Our ability to reach a higher level of ability by actively and intentionally improving ourselves. It's not about this secret chamber. It's about actively improving ourselves through studying and training and practice. It turns out our human potential, our own potential, it's not magical. I mean, it feels that way when you get there, but it's not elusive. It's just a little extra effort and some intention. That's all. So here's my challenge to all of us as we careen into 2021 with this forever changed landscape that we're in. Let's play to our highest level, not the level of those around us. Let's play to our highest level, not to the level of those around us. Let's unlock the power of innovation to reach our full potential. Let's surround ourselves with people that value and support our efforts, not try to make us play like them. Let's be everyday innovators. So my commitment in 2021 is to unleash 1 million everyday innovators into the world. There, I said it out loud. I put the stake in the ground. And I hope you'll be one of those people reaching new levels and playing your best with me and with your other everyday innovators. The world needs more of that. Imagine the problems you could solve, the opportunities you could create, the satisfaction and joy you'd feel. It's incredible. All by studying, training, practicing, just getting to that next level of our human potential. So here's how you can do it. Step one, make sure you've taken our proprietary Innovation Quotient Edge Assessment. It's the one tool that helps you discover your unique innovation abilities so you can tap into them and leverage them to perform at your peak and have a stronger, more valued voice. By the way, for right now, we made this assessment free on our website. That's how strongly I feel about your power to innovate being your number one advantage in everything you do. It is like the foundational element. Now, step two is I then want you to go and I want you to join our Everyday Innovators Tribe. Surround yourself with the expertise, the tools, the support, the insights, and inspiration you need to reach your full potential, to achieve your best. And as that definition of human potential said, it's just a little bit of studying, training, and practice to reach the highest limit of your ability, aptitudes, and skills. That's some next level stuff right there, peeps. All right, links are in the show note. Or go to gotolaundry.com and you'll find everything you need there to take the assessment, discover your unique everyday innovator style, and to join the tribe. It's time to unleash you into the world. 2021 is the year. Are you with me? Or do you want to keep playing to the level of others' abilities? The choice is yours. Tamara out.
Thanks for hanging with us on Inside Launch Street. If you know someone that is truly ready to unlock their innovation advantage, have them join you on Launch Street. Discover your innovation advantage. Build a team of high-performing innovators and ignite ideas and solutions that create massive impact. GOTO, LaunchStreet.com. Remember, innovators, if you don't take the leap, somebody else will.